volunteers unloaded the first batch of handcrafted children's twin beds off of a truck in bitter cold temperatures. They carried wooden beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories into the center on Paderewski Drive in Buffalo.
You know, we are working with community partners from Niagara County all the way down to Cattaraugus County to identify families who can benefit from receiving these beds.
Kate Serrata is executive director of the Service Collaborative. Funding for the beds for Buffalo was provided by the East Hill Foundation to initially build 100 beds for children in need.
A bed doesn't just signify one good night's sleep. It signifies a healthy lifestyle. It signifies more self-esteem. And at the end, it signifies better outcomes for high school graduation.
Community volunteers, corporate teams, and students help construct these beds. Students with the Western New York Youth Build participated. That program provides alternative education for dropouts. They learn construction and industry fields. Antonio Shaw is with Youth Build.
The people that don't have nowhere to sleep, we got the beds right here.
Is it sad for you to know that some kids don't even have a bed to go home to at night?
Yes, absolutely, it is, you know. That's why we make beds.
Making a house a home.
Joyelle Tedeschi is director of Hope Services. She tells us these donations are a huge step forward in reaching children living in poverty throughout our community.
You know, we work hard, our team here, to find the actual building, the actual apartment. But then you have four walls, and you want to start a new beginning for that family and help them to feel secure. And part of that is making that a household home.
Children are sleeping in pop-up cribs or on couches. We're relying on our community partners to work with their caseworkers and social workers to identify families, and then we're going to deliver them, like we're here today doing, to the community partners, and then they're going to distribute them.
And it's up to us to come together to say, don't forget about everyone in Buffalo.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.